All right, so we've asked Izzy, who works on our weekends nights, 7 to midnight on Saturday, to come in and explain this gift that she just received. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
Hi. So first
also, sorry for your loss. This is a breakup gift.
Yes, I was going to say, first of all, you recently experienced a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's down, I'm up.
Okay, all right.
He's down, I'm up.
No, he's broke, I'm up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. For you, mm-hmm. your life, okay.
How long had you been seeing this person?
Oh, like 4 years.
Okay, so it was...
oh.
It was like legit.
Okay, so it was a major
one.
Okay, so...
And you're remarkably doing well.
I know.
So you did the breaking up?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Okay.
It's new era. Mm-hmm. You just had a birthday.
Yeah.
You are living in...
Thriving.
Izzy. Era
yes.
right now.
In my prime.
One of the most wild things that I think came from this is you got a breakup gift.
I did.
So explain this.
How do I explain this? He was dropping off some items that I left at
things.
His
yeah,
house.
Dropping off your stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Exchange, that happens a lot. Yeah.
The awkwardness, too. It's
sure.
like, do we hug? What is it?
Oh.
And he said... I got this at work. Someone brought it in. If you don't want it, I'll throw it away, though.
And what is it?
It is a legit LaBooBoo.
Keychain. It's a LaBooBoo keychain.
Regardless, it's a LaBooBoo.
Gotcha. So, like, things that you would see maybe an elementary school kid dangling off their
back. No.
Kelly,
no.
You have offended
How
me.
How dare
so
you?
I have bottom.
I haven't. I actually have a lot of friends who have LaBooBoos hanging off their purses.
Oh, okay. All mm-hmm. right. It is.
Or they're LaFoofoos and they're fake.
Right.
But mine is LaBooBoo.
Okay. So it's threateningly adorable. I say threatening because they
it
do have
teeth
like kind
teeth.
Of a menacing teeth smile. And like a plastic face, and then the rest of it's kind of a squishy,
soft.
Fluffy, soft, but
and
it's opposable.
Posable.
It's posable. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a $65 LaBooBoo.
I'm sorry, back the truck up.
It's a $65 LaBooBoo keychain.
We're paying $65 for a keychain?
I didn't.
Right.
I got it for free.
Exactly. You're right.
She got it as a breakup gift.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's broke. I'm up.
So I guess diving into the psychology of this, is this like a last ditch peace offering to you?
Yes. And also, like you said, our last argument, because he was going to throw it away like a crazy person.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes. Like, why
would you dare
right.
do
yeah.
that?
Right.
But yes, I would say so. It was like, hey, here's the rest of your stuff back. But also, I got you this really cute thing you've wanted forever.
Yeah. So almost leaving the door open yes. for future possibility.
Oh, and he was like, send me a picture of it when you pull it out, because it was a surprise bag. So he wanted to know which one I got.
Okay. This is giving me vibes of this is circa 1990 when Dave in the Geo Metro was having a problem with mm-hmm. us, you know, having a break after the same amount of time. Really, we had been dating since eighth grade. And I said, you know, when he starts talking marriage, I'm like, no, we're juniors. So I had to do the hard thing mm-hmm. and break up with him. It was before prom. And then he's all like, oh, I got you this gold coin bracelet, which was really big deal
mm-hmm.
back then.
It was a LaBooBoo back then.
It was a LaBooBoo back then. And he said, what am I supposed to do with that? And then was like buzzing by my house, kind of a making me feel bad. Oh, he bought me a gold coin bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
How could I dump him when he did something so sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know what? I offered to go to his house to get my stuff.
Oh, but he said no.
He said, no, I'll come to you.
Okay.
And then he brought me this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It's
last ditch, like, see, you can't dump me. I'm a nice guy kind of tactic. I get it.
My birthday was last week, right?
Yeah.
Broke up with him before my birthday. I was like, don't get me anything. I don't want anything.
Right.
Don't want the reminder. And apparently I have a gift coming in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, he's not.
I don't know what it is.
Oh.
He's not going silently.
Yeah. No, he's making it.
Difficult.
But at least he's love bombing you on the way out.
I know, yeah. I
mean, it's, of retaliating
yeah.
and
True.
Putting you on blast on
oh,
social
gosh,
media and
yeah.
doing worse things.
I would much rather free gifts and
yes.
a LaBooBoo, a free LaBooBoo.
So
than,
you are so excited about the LaBooBoo.
He is parting ways as a nice guy, still mm-hmm. trying to shower you with gifts. That's way better.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So who has received a breakup gift? On the way out, your dumpy... I'm assuming it's probably the person that you are dumping is like, but wait.
Right. Here's, but there's what do more. I do with this? Right. I got you this.
Right.
I got you this gold coin bracelet.
I got you a Labubu wearing a gold coin bracelet.
And you're going to prom with Ryan?
And you and Ryan didn't even end up together.
No, he didn't, because he was crying over Stacy. Oh, God, all the memories.
Oh, Izzy, thank you for sharing your life. It makes us feel young again.
I'm so glad that I can
help you in that area. You have a Labubu. Have you named it?
Don't get too attached.
Call it Larry.
God, no. It's got to be something like trendy.
Yeah, trendy.
Larry is like an old man's name.
Thank you, Izzy. We need this energy. All right. Yeah. Break up.
I like Larry the Labubu.
Kelly likes alliteration.
Yes.
Kelly K.
Kelly K, for crying out loud.
But Larry, out of all the names you could have come up with.
It's the first one that came to my mind. Izzy, don't judge.
Okay.
Izzy, thank you for coming in.
We listen and we don't judge.
Have your 44 ounce of Diet Coke and go back and live your life.
This is all great. Yeah. This is so therapeutic.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear the breakup gifts that you received on the way out.
Let's do a contest. Who had the best?
So far, Izzy's winning.
She's winning.
Me. It was a free Labubu.
So we just had our coworker Izzy on, whose ex-boyfriend got her a breakup gift that was...
It is a legit Labubu.
Yeah, got a Labubu. She's geeked
so
about
excited
it.
Yeah. About it.
Trying to come up with a name for it. Well, you were trying to suggest a name for it. Larry, that wasn't going to fly with her.
Listen, I think it's a classic. It's a classic name.
Beth rolls in and says, no breakup gift here, but Izzy's Labubu should just be called Boo after
a
breakup.
That.
Like B-U.
I can go for that.
All
sure.
Right. London says Lamont Labubu. Okay. Everybody's suggesting names.
I like that. We're naming the Labubu. That wasn't the direction we were looking to go down, but sure.
Mason is shooting his shot with Izzy. Happy
of
belated,
he is.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Easy. Easy what you wish for.
Uh-huh.
Careful what you wish for.
Okay.
We did get some breakup gift responses, which is funny. On Facebook, Brittany said, I got a puppy.
Oh, wow.
The guy thought it could be ours and that I'd stay with him if he bought it for me.
Again, it's the intention behind it. It's the whole little last ditch. No, we can't break up
because
look
of this
at
puppy.
What I got you.
Yeah.
Yes, and we need to raise it together.
We need to raise it together, and it could be a name that we pick out together. It can be our own little, like, son or whatever.
Name it Larry.
Oh, my God.
Natalie says, I don't know if this counts as a breakup gift, but I got it the day before we broke up. So me and my ex dated for a few months. He knew I really loved corgis. So he got me this cute little stuffed corgi that you could flip inside out. It had two different faces, a happy face, and then you flip it inside out. It has an angry face. So after we broke up, I left it on his truck with the angry face out.
You can have this back, and this is how I feel.
This is a sad face. This is angry face. This is how I feel. You can have this stupid stuffed dog back.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oh, that's kind of my favorite.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, you can see the photo of the Labubu in question and our coworker Izzy.
That's so great.
On Facebook at Ben and
she's so happy.
Listen. You know what? We don't know the circumstances. Maybe it was time. It had run its course.
It sounds like it was for her. 100%.
She had, I think,
mentally gotten there.
Yeah.
Before, and
maybe.
Then by the time the axe dropped,
she was already done.
Freedom! Yeah, is that.
All right. All right, thank you. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.